Last week, we spent some time in the first verses of the Old Testament, and we're going to go back there soon. But right now, this week, I want to spend a little time in the first few verses of the New Testament. And as most of you know, the New Testament begins with a genealogy, the genealogy that goes back to Abraham and proceeds from Abraham to the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Most early students of Scripture are apt to skip those genealogies. And it is true that maybe the genealogies were more important to first century Jews than to 21st century Christians. But before we even get into the genealogy, I want just to think a minute about the author of the first gospel. And when I say the first gospel, I mean the gospel which has first place in the canon of Scripture. For most of the last 200 years, a majority of scholars have believed that Mark was actually the first gospel written. That majority has shrunk a bit in recent years. There's a surprising number of scholars, and I would even say a growing number of scholars, who are seriously considering that Matthew actually may have been written first. But the point I want to make now is what an unlikely candidate Matthew was, because the first gospel is the gospel to the Jews. First century religious Jews had deep disdain for Gentiles. They had a deeper disdain for Samaritans, but they held their severest contempt for tax collectors. Think about that for a moment. If the gospel had been contrived, if these were made-up fables meant to foist a false claim on an unsuspecting and naive public, can you imagine choosing a tax collector to do the job? Why on earth would a tax collector be given the task of the first gospel? It's a great question. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart.